Checking in with Quincy Veterans Services Director George Nicholson for a little update on how the Veterans Agency is coping during the pandemic, and also, of course, to talk about what will be a very different Veterans Day ceremony this year. Hi, George. How are you?
Not bad. Been better like everybody else.
Good to see you. Unfortunately, here we are still talking via the internet, but better than nothing at all. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, and as you say, we don't need these to do this.
Exactly. There's one benefit. Yeah. How's your office coping right now?
Actually, we're doing fine. The public is, still doesn't have access to us, but the phone and email is ringing constantly. We're staying in touch with our clients as well as can be expected, and then some. In fact, we just finished a little project where we made up some goodie bags to send out to deliver to all our clients, just to let them know we're still thinking of them, and we're reachable and doing a little buddy check, making sure they're all right, that everybody's okay. And it's been fairly steady. A lot of my counterparts in the other towns have been hit a lot harder than we have in terms of additional requests for assistance. But the reason we haven't is because of the unemployment benefit, the restaurant workers fund, and the rental relief fund that have been available in the city. Has helped us a lot, and that's a benefit we've had in Quincy that a lot of my veteran service officer counterparts around the state haven't had. Mm. But it's been steady. My staff handles it very well, and we're busy. We're all socially distanced. I got to keep them one day a week or so. I rotate it so we don't have a full staff in here. But so far, so good. We've got it under control.
Yeah.
As long as the phone works and the computer works, we'll be fine.
Yeah. Do a lot of veterans work in like those hospitality industries? Are you finding?
We have the ones that we have are usually past that, and when the ones that we have that would be on our rolls were people who were, I'd say probably got half a dozen right now, who were in the retail, in the restaurant industry. And we can't have them chasing employment personally. Mm-hmm. But we have alternatives where they can do phone and email to try to get themselves back on board. But Quincy's been blessed. If you have that issue in this city, the city's taking good care of you.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Certainly, especially during these times with the ban on evictions, the state ban expired. There's still a federal ban that's in existence, I think, through the end of the year.
Through the end of the year, yeah. We keep getting advisories. We have these Zoom meetings every week. I have one day with all the agents in the South Shore. Mm-hmm. And then once a week, we're now meeting with the Department of Veterans Services headquarters, and Cheryl Poppy, the new Secretary of Veterans Services, every week for an update on all of this stuff. And anytime there's an update in any of that information, it comes out on the internet for us. We get the flyers, we get the updates, and of course we network all the time, so everybody's helping each other. And we're staying on top, so when the need arises, we're ready to go.
Yeah. What are you hearing about the current situation at like the VAs and some of the soldiers' homes where they were hit so hard earlier this year?
I've had some personal experience with the whole Holyoke Soldiers' Home. And I knew the director, Benny Walsh, was a nice guy. But as the court records show, he may not have been qualified to take the job. I've read the entire report. It's sad. But now it's going to trial, so, it's under litigation. It's the old story. Can't talk about it.
Right.
Yeah, it really should not have. Chelsea is a different story. They're in good shape. But Holyoke, that should never have happened. There was culpability everywhere in there. And the only people from that report that I could glean that weren't listened to was the nursing staffs themselves. The frontline workers that couldn't understand why they would group the guys like that the way they did. It made no sense. The guy they had, I guess, for the medical director really didn't want to be a part of it. He was a part-timer. But we'll see what happens with the trial. And Holyoke, I'd been out there a number of times over the years in my other job when I was with the VA. Mm-hmm. And that was always, it might have started out nice, but with the influx of patients, it was pretty cramped. And Holyoke really needed the money to revamp and renovate the place. And they didn't get it. The bids were in, but the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Veteran Services at the time, still answers to the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And he didn't have the power to get the funding through for Holyoke. So that went by the boards. And as you may know, Chelsea's undergoing a complete renovation, reconstruction. That'll be a magnificent facility when it's all done. They have the room to do that out in Holyoke. But now it's a question whether this incident is going to be an impetus to get the funding started, get it approved, and get Holyoke what it needs. Mm-hmm. Because there's a pretty good veteran population in the western part of the state.
Okay.
And that's the only significant place that's there for them. There's the Soldiers' Home out in Leeds, the VA Hospital in Northampton. That's the closest other large facility that veterans in the western part of the state can go to. So there's a definite need for the shortcomings out there medically in care delivery to be addressed. And we're hoping that the trial aside, that this will put them back on the map.
Hopefully some good can come out of that tragedy, you know.
Don't have anything remotely like this ever happening again.
Exactly, yeah. Closer to home here in Quincy, can we talk a little bit about what Veterans Day, November 11th, will look like this year?
The public will, as you know, there was no parade. That was made easy because George Bouchard, my Graves Registration Officer, he does the parade coordination. And instead, this year, all the bands he had lined up called him, said they weren't coming because of COVID. And, the rest of the COVID, so obviously the parade was going to be canceled. So we will have a ceremony up at the monument, the World War II monument up at Marymount Field, at 11 o'clock. It'll be a brief one. One of the things we will have, the color guards are invited, the public is invited, maintain social distancing, but please come. You know, that's the way it is in Quincy.
Yes.
There's plenty of support. So we're looking forward to having them come. We were going to have our special guest speaker. It was going to be a World War II veteran. He was also recalled for the Korean War, who turns 100 on Veterans Day.
Wow.
A Marine from a number of campaigns in the Pacific, including Okinawa and Peleliu. I took turn for worse health-wise a couple of weeks ago and hasn't recovered enough to feel like he could make the trip. Yeah, he'll write a speech or something for us, but we'll have something for him. But Dean has been a rep part of the city for Dean Schaefer is his name. Mm-hmm. Some people will know him as he's a retired vice president of South Shore Bank.
No.
There's a certain building in the city that rings a bell at Quincy Center by that name. And he started as a custodian in that bank and worked all his way up to vice president.
Wow, what a great story.
And we were first attracted to him when he came, when we did the World War II thing last Pearl Harbor Day.
Yep.
He's the only one of the World War II vets that just walked spryly on stage, stood there and saluted everybody and took his seat. And then came in here later on. He was just jubilant and thanking us for the day that we did with those guys. And we had the time, so he sat there and told us some war stories about some of the experiences he had there. He's going to write some kind of a little speech for us that I'll relay to everybody.
Very good. Okay.
If by some chance weather gets in the way, we will have the same ceremony, but at 11 o'clock in the auditorium at Quincy High School.
It, right now, the long-range forecast looks fantastic. I think you're going to be okay.
Yeah, but, you know, in the 70-some-odd years I've been in New England, I ain't taking that at heart.
That's true.
You just don't do that if you're in New England.
You know, I can't help but think
we're going to have a contingent from the 215th Army Band.
Oh, okay.
Is coming up. So they'll place a little bit of music before the ceremony, some during, and a short interlude afterwards. So that'll be worthwhile. We'll have them up there. And it'll pretty much be George, the mayor, myself, City Council President Nina Liang. That's pretty much what the speakers will be.
Sure. Okay.
And we'll see what happens from there. We may have a little something special for Dean at the time, but we'll leave that for that day.
Okay. We want to let folks know that we will be carrying it live right here on Quincy Access Television, both on our website and on our channel as well. So if folks can't make it, they can certainly watch it.
Well, you know who'll be in the front row for that one himself.
Mr. Schaefer.
Dean and his family. Absolutely. Sure.
You know, I couldn't help but think, George, I remember last Pearl Harbor Day, you know, you held that ceremony thinking that, gosh, you know, these veterans are dying off so quickly that you wanted to have it even, you know, before the actual date. And what fortunate, the method that turned out to be, because you probably won't be able to do it this Pearl Harbor Day.
No. And we've lost at least half a dozen or maybe more at this point of those very same fellas.
Wow.
And I remember, I probably mentioned it that day in the in my comments, the 2 years before when we had Russ Erickson as our guest speaker for Veterans Day, and he made the comment about he'd reached the age where he wasn't buying green bananas anymore. I took that to heart and said, maybe we ought to consider the same thing, and that's when it worked out.
Yeah.
And in the Patriot, in the Quincy Sun, that goes out this week. There's a little story in there about the, we had a little session for Bob Smith up in North Quincy with his tanker outfit. He and my dad were in the same outfit in the Second World War, different units, but within the 4th Armored. And they had a little time for him up there. And that also worked out to be very much worthwhile. He couldn't make it. Bob couldn't make it. Was not good enough health to the Pearl Harbor Day ceremony. So he was just overjoyed that anybody came by to do anything for him. And it's just what the World War II vets are like. That's what this article talks about. And at the end of the article, there's a caveat in there, addition, asking anybody in the city, give my office a call. You've got a World War vet in Quincy still hanging on with us. Please give us a call. We'd like to know who it is.
Okay.
There were so few. I mean, we tried for last year, and we got a limited response. And we just don't give up hope around here. We'll just keep trying and keep adding to the list as best we can.
Okay. What's a good number, George?
617-376-1192. And on the subject of calling in and giving us names, the General's Bridge ceremony that will be held in May.
The mayor's shooting for a Memorial Day, I think, next year.
Yeah, he said May 15th, I think, is the day that weekend first. That'll be up to the contractors. You know, I wouldn't want to be one of the contractors if they don't hold to that date.
That's right.
But the mayor's office, call the mayor's office. We'd like to get all of as many names of the veterans for each of all the wars who are still here in Quincy and alive, who have a connection with the city, were born in the city, went into the service from the city, have lived in the city for a long time. Because General Dunford had made it a point that he wants the enlisted troops to be recognized. Mm. In this ceremony, we're going to do the General's Bridge and all the dedications later on. So we're encouraging also to, if you're a veteran, call the mayor's office and leave your name with Mary Mulvey, the mayor's secretary, to get that done. And right now, George, my Graves registration officer, is out running around putting flags all around the city in our cemeteries, getting ready for setting up for Veterans Day.
Sure. Interestingly, I just recently interviewed an author who has written a book about World War II veterans who are missing, still missing, either in the European continent or in Asia. I was surprised to learn there are 70,000 that are kind of unaccounted for. I had no idea.
Word got out. If people understood, you know, why the POW flag is still a prominent feature in the veterans community, that's the reason. You know, there are just, it is a phenomenal amount of people across a number of wars who are still missing. They've never been accounted for. Some are buried in unknown graves, right. You know, some are unfound, some were vaporized in action artillery, you know, and that's...
Yeah, that was astounding to me to learn that, so I think...
But it is an astounding figure.
Yes.
And, you know, that's what motivates a lot of us, that, you know, that we leave no one behind. If you're a veteran, we all learn that. And the reality is they didn't come home with us. So our mission is incomplete.
So it's a good remembrance on this Veterans Day, especially this year, I think, for sure.
Yeah. And after this, we've got what's coming up after that. We'll I haven't worked out the details on the Pearl Harbor celebrate memorial, not a celebration.
Sure, yes.
That will probably, again, be another small thing that we do in the monument.
Okay.
And after that, the next thing would be the Wreaths Across America.
Yes.
And I think Christine Cugini, who's the chairman of that for the city, will be talking to Mark next week.
Great.
To get an update on that. That's scheduled, I believe, for December 19th.
Okay. Very good. I should let you, George, chat a little bit about the passing of Larry Norton.
We're on the same page, right on the same note. I was just going to take the down part. I've known Larry since, well, we've been buds since 1973? The 4 decades, going on 5 decades.
Yeah.
That we were good friends. Worked side by side on so many things in the course of the city. And there are a lot of guys in the city who are dedicated to the veterans' cause and to that of the survivors. But put half a dozen of us together and they wouldn't match the dedication that Larry had to all of it. He was an inspiration. And I like to think about the fact that I don't call him an inspiration now that he's passed. We worked alongside him as an inspiration through his life. I was happy when I retired from the VA to put more time into being involved in the Vietnam Memorial Project and getting those guys recognized. Yep. That was our thing. They were Tommy Belinda and Joe Brooker and D. Larson and the rest of them. That will continue. But it's not just a euphemism or an expression to say that Larry's passing leaves a void that none of us are going to be able to fill. None of us that I can think of with our best efforts will ever match what he was able to do. I think the best thing that we can say for him and for his legacy is that there are a bunch of us that are motivated to try and continue his legacy. And we will follow along in his shadow, and it'll always be with us.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's, you know, a great way to put it. Absolutely. I can say he was here at our QATV studios many times advocating on behalf of the Vietnam vets and veterans in general to make sure they get the recognition that they deserve. So we appreciate his efforts for that, certainly.
Well, he was a great guy, and I feel terrible for his family, but he was a great family man. And on a personal note, if you knew Larry, you knew he was also a talker. And in the 50 odd years that I've known him, we would sit down after a meeting, and you pretty much couldn't shut him up. Yeah. You'd get away from some of the veteran stuff, but you couldn't shut him up. But in 50 years, I never heard him tell the same story twice.
Oh, no, that's something to be proud of. That's easy to do.
Liberation in that area was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just to sit back and just watch him go at it. His memory, his recall, and all of that stuff, his motivation. We wish we could be half the man he was.
Yes, yeah. Well, it was part of who he was. It was just the core of his being, really. He wants to share those stories, yeah. Anything else to chat about, George?
Nope. I'm glad things are going the way they are. I'm thankful that I have the office crew that I have. They do a great job for us. And they'll continue. And I just hope, like the rest of us, that we get back to some kind of a normal soon so we can open the doors to our clients again and make it easier to do business face-to-face the way we should be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's a dynamic that we all miss. And we've suffered because of it. We'll recover because of it. We'll be stronger for it. But I just want it to be over.
Yeah, I think that's the sentiment of a lot of folks. Absolutely. But in the meantime, you can be in person. Veterans Day, November 11th, 11 a.m., World War II Memorial at Marymount Park here in Quincy. And again, to reach out to your office, George, some good ways to do that.
617-376-1192. Or you can reach us on the Quincy Mail site. In our office that way, on email.
QuincyMA.gov, I know, is the main website for the city. And
you can use me, G. Nicholson, at QuincyMA.gov. And we do a lot of that. I'm a lot more, I've never been known as somebody who's not long-winded. And I can see the mayor laughing at this already. But I kind of like when I get the chance now, when I do a lot of the emails, inquiries that I get over the email, I get to sit back and provide a little more detail because I can't meet with them in person than we used to do before. And the feedback for that so far has been great. We're doing well. The VA part of the business, the VA is trying to get back to business as usual. They're doing the exams again. There are some changes. A lot of people are still working from their homes for the VA. It's an issue. It's an interesting arrangement when you go to the hospitals now, but it's all for protection. And the ability that the way you get treated, you call for an exam, you go in, you'd be surprised how fast you get taken care of and how good the staff is, how prompt they are with everything. So that's working well. And you know, we have my claim business for the VA is picking up. And there's more and more money being generated by the VA coming into the coffers of the veteran citizens of Quincy than ever before. So proud to be where I am, doing what I'm doing, having the staff that I'm doing it with, and having the backing of the mayor and the city council for doing it. So, and the access, the Quincy Access Cable. So.
Oh, well, I didn't want you to, you know, put that in, but we do appreciate that, George. So good to see you. Hopefully, and I say this to everybody I talk to on these Zoom meetings, hopefully next time we can be in person.
Yeah, I prefer that as well.
All right.
Hugs and kisses from a distance.
Be well. Thanks, George.
Take care, bud.